funny, you said your wife made it here. I was going to ask you, did she bring you a change of clothes? I don't remember you had any when we picked you up.
Well, she got me a new shirt.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's the same suit I've had for 2 days and a new tie.
When are you going to go to the store?
Well, I think John said he's going to take me shopping. I said I wasn't really sure if I'm in the Elway budget. So, no, we'll make do. That's the least of my worries.
Just shows how busy you've been since you've been here. Heard you talking earlier. You were kind of admiring this room. It's Coach's Corner.
Yep.
Now you're Coach's
Corner. Well, a lot of great tradition, you know, more so than, you know, probably about 2/3 of the organizations in this league. So I'm real excited to be on board and help Mr. Boland try to add a Lombardi trophy in that foyer.
It's almost fitting, you know, being in the Coach's Corner. You talked a lot about what you're going to ask from your players, but for fans who are just kind of starting to get to know you, Coach, define your coaching style, if you could.
You know, I think leadership style wise, you know, I'm going to be a guy that's not going to be a dictator. You know, kind of have the philosophy of you're working with me and not for me. And I think that will carry down not just with the coaching staff, you know, but with the players and really even the fans.
You get your staff on board, which will be really soon. You touched on during your press conference, you're not quite ready to say whether or not the team's going to go 3-4 or 4-3. At what point during this offseason will you guys have to make that decision to start getting ready for next season?
Well, I think until we really evaluate, you know, truly deeply evaluate our own current players, even the players in the draft, I'm not sure that'll even be totally reconciled. I think it doesn't really matter. I wouldn't want to panic anybody out there. They're just words, just reverse them, and they're the same defense. There's spacings that you can get to out of either starting point. So our biggest thing is just going to be putting our players in the best positions for their abilities.
You experienced firsthand what it was like to lose a guy like Julius Peppers last year. Broncos fans went through the same thing, different circumstances, lost Elvis Dumervil for this season. Can you ever overestimate how much that affects a defense when you lose a guy that can play the way those two can play?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, to be successful in this league, you have to be a little bit fortunate or have a little bit of luck, and that is to stay healthy. I think the difference of the two is one was on purpose to get rid of, and that was Julius, and then this was due to injury. So you try to keep depth, but when you get a player of Elvis's ability, your backup is not usually going to be that good. So, yeah, I think you just got to be fortunate, and that was a very unfortunate blow for the Broncos and the Bronco defense.
Looking at this defense, what are the three things you know you're absolutely going to demand from the Broncos defense next year?
Well, that we play team defense,
yeah.
That we run to the ball and play fast. And I think the faster players you can put out there, the faster that you can potentially play. And those will be three things that, you know, we'll evaluate in everybody, whether they're here or, you know, in the market that we're getting ready to embark on.
On the other side of the ball, I know that you've met Tim several times. You've spent some time with him. But now here, as he's on your roster, you said you don't want to be a dictator, not going to be with your staff. How much will you be involved on how he develops going into his second year?
Well, I think, you know, number one, it's like anything, the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got some catching up to do that he missed in college. He knows that. Everybody in this building knows that. You know, as far as coaching and doing fundamentals and techniques, we can get started tomorrow.
He's now going into his second year. You said you spent some time with him at the combine when he was coming through the whole process of coming in as a rookie. How much do you, I know this might be what Brian Zander spends most of his time with, but for you as a head coach, when you're looking and evaluating younger players, you rely strictly on game film, and how much stock will you put in the Senior Bowl, in the combine?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, coaches, you know, are later in the process because the scouts have been doing it the whole season that the coaches have been coaching. You know, here as we march forward, the coaches get a little bit more involved. You know, they just have a voice. They're not going to make the decisions. But what they do is they can look at tape and look at those things. I think the key is finding out what makes the guy tick. You know, if they're smart, tough, and you know, can execute it under pressure, and what kind of people they are. So I like to know how competitive guys are, and that's what you start to figure out during the interview process when you start finding out about the players as people.
You said you want smart, you want mental toughness. That come from a dad who was a Navy SEAL?
Well, part of it, and it came from a pretty tough mom that was a businesswoman. And so I've been fortunate to be around great parents as well as great people in my profession.
Your family excited?
You
think it's the next step?
They're real excited. You know, I think you know, growing up in the West, you know, my boys were, you know, in San Diego, in LA, of course, you know what the AFC West is about and the great rivalry and really the success of the Broncos. So I think there's going to be a lot of Bronco fans in the Fox family.